Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Movie Bonfire, Friday the 13th, Part Ocho.
Oh, yes.
I'm Bracken.
I'm Will, and I just want to say that I'm so happy that I'm going to be able to be the only one of the Movie Bonfire clan to have seen all the movies and do a Movie Bonfire podcast about it, because guess who's not here?
Oh, yeah.
Zach is gone.
Sans Freeman today is how we're doing this.
So, what do you think, Bracken?
Well, I think two words can sum up Part 8. Crap. And crap. This was such a horrible movie. I'm going to be honest with you. I watched probably 90% of this film at 1.5x speed.
Oh, yes. I know exactly what you're doing. I've done that before. Not on this one, but that's a very good call when you hate the movie. You've got to get through it.
Yeah, and it's like the chipmunk voices actually added to it. I'm like, hey, this is actually kind of funny now. Whereas before, I would have just been really sad.
All right, well, what's this one about? I mean, what's the dealio?
Okay, well, you know, we got to start off with the resurrection of Jason, because he's, you know, dead again. So, you know, what better way to do that than with some electricity?
Oh, I know.
Some poorly run cables through Crystal Lake.
Yeah.
I don't know how they ran the cable right next to Jason's body and didn't notice.
The cable looked pretty new, too, to be, like, floating in the bottom of Crystal Lake.
Exactly. So,
and
like,
where are these kids on this sweet boat that they're on? It's like this yacht. They're on Crystal Lake on this yacht. I don't know where they get...
Yeah.
I don't know where that came from, but...
Yeah, all of a sudden Crystal Lake is a nice resort.
Somehow there's a river from Crystal Lake to Manhattan. I don't really know how that works here. When they're on this voyage... Where are they coming from?
It sure seems like...
All right, we're jumping ahead of ourselves.
That's true.
So basically, it's like a teenage high school graduation time. They rented this boat,
yep,
and they're going on a cruise. I have never been able to understand where Crystal Lake is. I thought it was in Ohio, so I don't know how they're getting on this boat and going from Ohio to New York City. You might know
that's
this.
That's a really good question. I don't know where it's supposed to take place.
I only know this because in part... 9 when I fast forward to the next episode, because I watched it. It starts out and gives you the place. It says Ohio, Youngstown, Ohio, I think it says.
Oh.
So, I don't really understand this. They're like on Lake Michigan, they're on Lake Erie or something, going up the St. Lawrence River. I have no idea how they're going to get... Anyway, it's a cool idea. The seniors are going to go off to the Big Apple for their graduation party.
Yep.
And there's some weird chaperone guy who's the father of our hero girl.
Or he's the legal guardian
of
her. Oh,
he's not her father? Okay.
Right, because I guess her parents died.
He's the creep, basically, in this.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, and it's interesting because somehow in this small lake of Crystal Lake, we're going to have this huge... It looks like a freaking ocean liner, does it not?
Yeah.
When they first pull up, and I'm like... Oh my God, this is the freaking Titanic, you know?
It's not even like a cruise ship. It's like a freaking tugboat, like something that you use like to haul like...
Like oil.
I don't... Like where they got this boat, I have no idea. It must have been just like, all right, we're going to do the last one, get this fucking boat. It's terrible.
And yeah, at first look, I'm like, wow, they're taking this oil tanker to New York? Are you kidding me?
Jeez.
And then like, as the movie goes on, they've got all these nice amenities on it, and it's like... Holy crap, this is like a luxury cruise liner masquerading as an oil tanker.
It has that disco floor in there. Like the oil workers must like to do disco at night when they're pumping the oil out, because that is one ass-pumping disco floor that they had.
That was great. And, you know, steam rocks, a little sauna.
Yeah, I forgot about the sauna. That was a pretty good death, actually. I like the sauna to the chest.
That was
sauna
great.
Rock to the chest. So anyway... Obviously, Jason's got to get in this boat. I don't remember exactly how he gets in the boat. Do you remember this?
Yeah, well, somehow, after he's resurrected from electricity, poorly run cable,
right?
He gets up onto the yacht, kills the two kids. So then if you notice, on launch day, when they're getting ready to take off on the big ship,
yes.
That little boat comes over and kind of crashes into the dock.
Ooh.
Apparently, Jason was still chilling on it, or under it, because as they're about to leave... You see Jason jump up, raw, I'm going to climb up the little anchor.
I didn't realize he was such a great swimmer, but he is a really good swimmer. It'll appear later is about how they make it to New York City.
I think more precisely, his teleportation works underwater.
Oh, yeah.
Because they had some great. They had some blatant teleporting in this one.
All right, so tell me about, the other weird thing is that I thought was interesting was that we see little kid Jason. As reappearing. Like, I don't know what that...
And he's
apparently
he's like
a little baby.
Now.
Yeah, I know. Except he's got that eyeball thing going on still. So, I don't know. Little kid comes out of the mirror, floats in the water, blah, blah, blah.
Yep, because the whole story with Rennie, our main character chick, is that she's traumatized. She can't swim. Yeah.
That's right.
Because her asshole father wanted to teach her swimming by telling her that Jason was going to pull her under and pushing her in the lake. Yeah.
That guy was a creep. I want to know what that guy's... He must have been in some freaky horror guy because he was a weird-looking dude.
Oh, yeah. Just his face, the way his pocked face was kind of creepy just in itself.
So, I don't know. Her hang-up basically is she can't swim, and she thinks Jason's going to catch her in the water.
Yeah.
She's a little cutie pie, but... Then we have another little hang-up with the captain of the boat's son.
Sean.
You know, impotent little guy who can't really do anything and just gets called out because he's the captain's son. And they want him to be the heir apparent of the captain's ship, and he's basically a little weakling.
Yeah.
And so we're going to see him, you know, step up to the plate in the movie and become a man.
Yeah, as soon as we found out that he quasi knew how to pilot the ship, I'm like, oh, pilot and co-pilot are dead. You can call it right now.
It was funny when the captain says to his second mate, he goes, "Here's some advice on raising kids. Don't push them too hard." I was like, that's so awesome. Look what I did to this little twerp.
Yeah, that was about as close to character development as we got.
I liked also that we had a little fake Crazy Ralph, too. Like a little seafaring version.
Yeah.
It was good.
You know, we've got this deck swab here who's mopping the decks and just randomly decides to let everyone know that they're doomed.
This is doomed. I think he even appears later as the plumber or the sewer worker in New York City, too.
Does he really? Was that him?
It sure looked like him.
Oh, wow.
It was like the same dude resurrected, and he's like, nice. The toxic waste appears at 12 midnight every night. You got to get the hell out of here because... Talk about making New York City look great in this movie. Oh, my God. They should be proud.
Oh, yeah.
Drug addicts, hookers, toxic waste, dump. Oh, my God. But they got the Statue of Liberty, so.
Well, and the greatest thing is, I mean, these guys give Rennie free drugs. I mean, they don't even charge her for what they shoot in her arm to try to rape her. I thought that was really nice.
Smooth or rough. You choose, Rennie.
I mean, you know, how much more generous can they get? Some free drugs, they're going to give us some free sex, and she's, you know,
right.
Resisting.
Yeah, well, okay, so 90% of the movie, we're on this doomed boat as the teenagers are getting killed.
One by one.
I like the one, before we move off the boat, the one scene where the homecoming queen tries to blackmail our guardian dude. That was pretty good.
Oh, yeah.
With the video camera guy comes in and he's like, don't worry, we got it. We got the goods on Mr. Goodbar up
there. Yeah, that was actually like pretty well constructed plan.
Yeah, that girl was wicked.
Oh, yeah.
But she gets her due.
Yep.
I'm trying to think of my favorite kill on the boat. I can't really think of one. Maybe.
Probably sauna to the chest, rock. That was pretty good.
That was the one that had some creativity to it.
Yeah. I did kind of like at the beginning where Jason, you know, apparently a couple years underwater will make your aim a little rusty. So he misses.
Oh, that's right.
At point blank range, these people with his harpoon gun. But luckily, he just shoves the harpoon gun through this guy's stomach. Makes up for bad aim with brute strength.
I was glad we saw another harpoon reappear in the series. That was good.
Yeah.
So the boat finally makes it to New York.
Yeah.
And, oh, wait, no, it doesn't. How does that work? No, they escape from the boat.
Yes.
On a little dinghy raft boat.
Mm-hmm,
it's exactly. Basically, the rest of the people are dead or they've just left them on the big cruise liner oil ship. I think there might be some people still alive there. I don't know.
Yeah, I didn't keep count. It seemed like there was more.
So they're wearing these insanely too big life vests on this boat. They look like complete dorks. So it's Rennie, the old guardian dude,
mm-hmm.
Julian, this black guy, and... Yep. Who was that blonde? The blonde woman was like a pseudo mother of Rennie.
Yeah,
and
she
was
the
boyfriend,
teacher,
the little
she?
Twerpy boyfriend.
Sean, the captain's.
I don't really know what this woman had anything to do in the movie.
Because at the beginning, they're having a conversation in the car, and I get the impression that she's her teacher, but I'm not 100% sure. Like one of her favorite students, you know?
Yeah, that could be. So somehow, this dinghy boat, they just paddle their way off to Manhattan. And it was hilarious when they go across the Statue of Liberty and they start singing the New York, New York song. I was like, I was dying laughing. These people just went through hell. Every one of their classmates are dead. This kid's father just died, the captain.
Yeah. And they're like, we made it. Yes. New York, New York. Oh, that was hilarious. Jason is nowhere to be found. He must be back on the boat, we think.
We think.
This is the worst part of the movie. Go ahead, tell us how Jason reappears.
Yeah, so they row with all their might. They get up to shore. We see them climbing up the ladder. Not more than 5 seconds on land, and Jason pops out of the water.
Apparently swimming behind him. I don't know.
Yeah, either that or walking really quickly on the bottom, because, you know, he can't drown, apparently. Jeez,
I don't get that. Come on. That is so lazy. Yeah. That's the best you can do. Oh, gotta have him back.
Yeah, there he is.
So we know what's ahead. We gotta have this payoff where Jason hits this big city. And still, we have another little 45-minute section, it seemed like, where they're just battling in the sewers.
Yeah.
So you don't really see him in New York City except for maybe like 5 minutes.
That's true, yeah.
In Times Square, which was kind of funny.
Yeah, that was it. Like, Jason looks around and then just goes after him. And, you know, it doesn't attack anybody else. He's going right for these guys.
Yeah. That's somehow he's like in the sea of humanity and he's still going after these two little twerps. I don't really get that.
And everyone's totally cool with that.
Yeah. I love how the people of New York are just total a-holes, and...
Yeah.
Oh, this is... She goes into a diner at one point, she goes, we're being chased by a maniac, and the waitress goes, welcome to New York. I was like, this is hilarious.
Oh, man.
It made me want to go there. It must have been that way in the 80s. Is this 1980 still?
1989 is when this came out,
jeez.
Yeah.
Jeez. I did notice that they had to use it. They were like, where's the phone? A lot of going to the payphones.
Yeah, payphones.
That's what dated it.
Now, that's one kind of thing that almost endeared me to this film, almost, was that this is like, I'm 9 years old at this time. If I had seen this back then when I'm tight rolling my jeans and wanted my hair to be just like Sean's, this would have been great, you know? This was my 80s right here. I mean, you know, previously we had some good gang stuff, some classic 80s, but this was my 80s right here, so.
I like the fact that you go like, oh, let's go out with style. Let's take them to the Big Apple.
Yeah.
It just, they must have had a budget cut or something because they just didn't have it. They didn't get the payoff there.
I know, it was like such a small amount of time was spent there and only a few shots of actual New York footage.
Yeah.
Because the sewer could have been done anywhere.
How does he actually... What's the ending of this movie? He gets killed. He gets run over by the subway train, yeah. But that doesn't kill him.
Well, no, he doesn't get run over. Remember the...
Oh, yeah, it's the third rail.
Yeah, he gets electrocuted because, you know, electricity has been hurting Jason a lot.
God.
So they start running away, and then he's after him again. And that's when we get... the sewer worker that's trying to lead him out of here, oh, warning him about this toxic waste.
Oh, I forgot about the toxic waste splash.
Yeah, so she throws toxic waste on his face, and then we see that underneath the mask is Gollum.
Oh, jeez.
We've had Jason looking like...
That's...
I can't remember.
That guy has been through hell. That guy's face has been through a lot of shit.
Yeah, and it's changed a lot, too. Yeah, it just looks retarded when the mask reveal. It looks really bad. And his face starts melting, and he's still going after him. But the weirdest thing, they get to the ladder, and they're trying to climb to safety, and Jason's on them, grabbing their legs. And all of a sudden, I don't know if this was supposed to be like a big rush of toxic waste or just sewer water.
Right.
I didn't catch that, but it overwhelms Jason, but they're high enough out of it. So whatever this ooze is that comes and hits Jason turns him into a little boy.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that. They had to pull back the boy thing.
Yeah. A little boy who looks nothing like the first little boy exactly. From the first one.
It's like when he finally dies, he reverts back to his own boy self.
Yeah. I didn't get that at all.
That was a nice ending to Jason's life in this one. Is there any clue that he'll be back? I don't know. I think that might be it. I don't think they do that.
Yeah, it kind of seemed like for part 9, they were going to be like, okay, we're going to pretend part 8 didn't happen.
Yeah, they better do that.
Jason never went to New York. He's still at Crystal Lake.
Well, I think you and I both watched the first part of part 9, and we are back at Crystal Lake. So yep. I don't know how that little boy swam back to Crystal Lake, but apparently he did.
Well, you know, all drains lead to the ocean, as we learned from Little Nemo. So maybe he got washed out and washed all the way back to Crystal Lake on that current that apparently runs there.
So, I don't know, man. Ever since the final chapter, I've been kind of pissed at this series. Maybe that, what was that one where
Oh.
The one where Tommy comes back.
Part five?
Oh, yeah. Well, that was not... When we had Corey Feldman as a kid, that was a fine one.
Mm-hmm.
Then we have Tommy as an older guy. Was that final...
I think it's part five.
These last three have basically been pieces of shit, in my opinion. Yeah. They don't do anything for me.
6, 7, and 8 have been total garbage.
So I'm really looking forward to part 10 because I think that we're going to get... It's a new studio. It's a new take.
I think it's New Line, isn't it?
Yeah, it's New Line, so I'm expecting a little bit more camp.
Yep.
Oh, you know what I did like in this one? When Jason comes out of the water and he sees the billboard of the hockey team with the hockey masks.
Oh, yeah.
That was pretty good.
That sort of puzzled look again.
I was like, man, do some weird stuff like that. Like, do the fish out of water with Jason in New York City. Yeah. Did you do that? No.
No.
He's like from the backwoods, hillbilly country. Now he's in the big city. Let's have some fun with it.
Yeah,
nope.
I mean,
do nothing.
We could have had some like pure gang warfare, like a whole gang goes after him and knifing him and stuff.
Oh, it could have been so much fun with Jason out of his element. But
I mean, I can just see him like busting through a store and they're saying, you know, is that cash or credit, sir? You know,
kind of like Crocodile Dundee, something like that. You know,
yeah.
get a guy out of the backwoods.
That's not a knife. That's a machete.
See, now you're thinking. See, if we were writing these movies, they would actually be good.
Oh, totally. So, some highlights.
Okay, let's hear your highlights.
This is the first Asian chick that we
have. Oh, that's right. I was going to say that.
Yeah.
Yeah, good.
I thought she did a really good job with her peer pressure element that she was dealing with.
That's right.
Because she didn't want to do the crack, but prom queen was doing the crack, and she liked the prom queen.
Yeah, these later teenagers are like, they've got the say no to drugs drilled into their heads, apparently, because... A lot of them don't want to do the pot or crack or whatever they do. But these drugs are a lot harder now because, you know, at the beginning we just had simple weed.
Yeah.
Now we're like up to the heroin and crack cocaine. So I can see why you maybe not want to do it now.
Yeah, and that's the thing. You know, I really think that crack and heroin cocaine really ruined weed. Because weed was great, you know, back in the day. But now, no.
Just throw all that shit in the same pile, which is really not.
It's just a, what do you call it, gateway drug.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like, come on. When that was the end of it, everything was cool. Damn 80s.
Oh, they're going to amp it up always in the 80s.
Yeah. Oh, electric guitar.
Oh, you know, that trick was good. That trick was hot.
Yeah.
Very interesting character. Too bad she gets wasted right off the bat.
By teleporting Jason, who teleported down to where she was running. She couldn't see that one. You can't fight that.
She was like a Pat Benatar. And then all I could think of was Rock Band. I was like, this is like how Rock Band was back in the day.
Yes.
When you had to play with a real rock. When you had to play with a real guitar.
And a cassette tape. What are those?
Yeah, she just whips it out anywhere. She's like down in the depths of this ship. Let's play some rock and roll music down here.
This would be a great place for a video. Too bad my cameraman's off. I'm out here.
Yeah. What did you think of the cameraman? I expect a little bit more out of that dude.
Yeah, I mean, all he was puppy dog following,
you
know, prom queen, and we got no more development.
He was supposed to play that nerd role, but he was a little bit too cool, actually.
Yeah. I mean, without the glasses, he was actually kind of a happening guy.
He had a little sweet shirt on and those long hair. He wasn't bad. I don't even remember how he died, actually.
He got electrocuted and set on fire.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Because he's the one that accidentally shot somebody else because he lost his glasses.
Oh, my favorite kill was Julian decapitated.
Oh, yeah. Take your best shot, motherfucker.
He just... Go ahead, set us up.
Oh, this is a great fight scene. Probably one of the only redeeming factors of this film. We got this boxer guy who just wastes this white guy.
Yeah, they set it up in the beginning.
Yep. So we know he's good. He's undefeated, they said. And he
comes up. This ship has a boxing ring as well. You know, just in case. Just in case.
Complete gym, actually. You know, after the sauna, in case you want to work out. You know,
sure. Jeez.
So we know this guy's a good boxer. He's running from Jason. He's cornered on the roof. What does he do? He goes back to instinct. Primal instinct. He says, you know what? I'm not going down without a fight. So all across the roof, he's smacking Jason in the hockey mask, in the gut.
Yeah, I thought it was funny when he starts going for the body shots. He's like, oh, the face hits aren't working. I'm going to go for the body. He's like, tut, 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 tut. Jason's just like, bring it.
Jason's taking all this punishment, just backing up. And then finally, He's so tired. He's swinging, and he can't even connect any punches anymore. And he says, take your best shot, motherfucker. So Jason does.
It was a pretty good shot.
Uppercut that removed the head. It was glorious.
That was a swipe and a half. And the kicker is as the head flies off the roof and bounces around, it lands into a dumpster.
Yeah, the lid closes.
The lid closes on it. But then that head appears later, which I don't understand how that happened, but...
Oh, yeah, he used his telekinesis somehow techniques.
Somehow the head floated out of the dumpster and landed on the hood of the police car. Yeah. I don't really know how that worked, but...
I think, because we got a conundrum here, we've got these people in this car, and they've got a moral issue. Should we look for, you know, Token, or should we keep going? Because Jason's right behind us, so we got to get out of here.
That was just the kicker on the line. Well, he'll pop up sooner or later. Boom! There's his head!
Yep. So, oh, cool, now we don't have to worry about finding him anymore. Let's go.
First things first. we have to find Julian.
And then we're thinking, who let the crazy chick with hallucinations drive? Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah, so bad. But we seem to like it. I don't understand that. It's like a half and half here.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good point. It had redeeming moments and some highlights, but overall, just it was painful. It was pretty painful.
I liked it just because we did get out of the Crystal Camp Lake, finally. Even if we were on the boat. I mean, it's not just like, oh, he's coming into the cabin again. Yeah. Throwing people through the window. There's a pitchfork in your eye. Come on. At least we're on a boat. I could think of Titanic. I don't think Titanic was out in that yet, but it sure reminded me of Titanic. Or, I don't know. Anyway, did you have anything else? I don't really have anything.
Yeah, I think that's all I had. I was just noting, like, in the opening credits alone, we already had theft, drug use, and I think some sex. I was like, oh my God. Yeah, and then the theme music, they totally departed from the...
Oh, they did?
Yeah, it was like an 80s song with lots of electric guitar. I'm like, I have no idea what this has to do with anything. So, what was it? Oh! They did add one more thing, though, that I thought was funny. During the movie, because I kept listening for the ki-ki-ki-ah-mama.
Oh, I
and they added, Jason.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. We're going to put that in the notes.
It was ridiculous.
You could tell it was saying Jason.
Yeah. It was completely obvious. It was on the first scene when they were in the boat, and I'm like, what? Are you kidding me?
Wow.
Yeah.
I don't know if you mess with that, but it does sound kind of cool.
It was all right, but it seemed forced. That was the big problem. Because it's like, everyone's listening for the key, and we get Jason.
I wish I would have tried to, like, add to his legend sometimes. Like, the face mask and the machete come out pretty much in the first three movies, and they don't really add anything to them. Maybe you could say there's the harpoon gun. It's another favorite weapon of his, but...
Yeah. And the pole... Spear. Yeah. He's used that a couple times.
He's changing a lot, too. Like, this was the first time he had, like, cobwebs on his head at the beginning, and...
Yeah. And did you notice he didn't have any black fingernails or anything like that, like he did in part six, I think it was?
Yeah, I don't even think he has skin anymore, does he?
That's true, yeah.
This looks like Clayface now.
Yeah, my problem is, it's so hard to get invested in the Jason character now, because he's just an unstoppable force. You know what I mean?
You know, that's where they ruined it for me. When he became that superhuman thing.
Yeah.
You can't fight him. Even when you throw up the telekinetic crazy woman, she cannot do anything against this guy.
Yeah, except imprison him for another.
That's why I like the beginning of the next one. I won't give it away.
Oh, but I didn't get far enough. Did you get that far? No. Oh, I just got...
No, I won't give it away then.
Starting to drive in and stuff like that. That's all.
Yeah, it's awesome. In the first 10 minutes, I'm like, okay, it's already different.
Nice. Yeah, we have a lot to look forward to because this one is by Sean S. Cunningham, who also did the first one. So we've got... I think he's going to take it back to basics. I think he's going to do it right. I'm excited.
It is called Final Friday, though, which I don't understand. Well, Jason... Well, is this called Final Friday? No, it's Jason.
You're right.
This one is?
Yeah, this next number 9, Jason Goes to Hell.
So I don't understand that. Why would a new company pick it up and then they're just going to call it Final Friday? But, it, you know, you could say Final Friday. That doesn't mean anything.
That's true.
Friday means nothing.
We did that at number four. That's the final chapter.
But I don't know.
Well, I think because the movies after this, Jason X, where he's, like, in space or something ridiculous. Yeah. The Freddy versus Jason, which is borderline not even in the franchise.
Right.
And then the reboot, which is kind of...
Oh, they maybe knew at this point that they were going to say, okay, we'll play it out one more time.
Yeah.
And then if it's going, we'll just reboot the shit.
Yeah.
If we can start out with a new generation.
Yeah, if we get a runtime error, we'll just reboot.
So the new reboot is New Line Cinema 2?
I can't remember who did that one.
All right, well.
I'm not sure.
Your theory would be proven if it's a new studio, yeah. Then I don't know.
Yeah.
It seems like you paint yourself in the corner when you say Final Friday.
Yeah.
But
Jason goes to hell.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. You can do anything with this character.
Yeah. At this point, we've already accepted enough ridiculousness. It's not such a stretch to have Jason come back from hell.
Basically lie to your audience and then say, oh, no, that wasn't true.
Yeah.
We're going to come back with another.
Surprise. Oh, electricity, a little lightning storm. Jason's back.
That's all you need. Put some fertilizer on the grave. You're fine.
So, yeah, I'd have to say... Part 8, probably the worst for me.
Really?
Yeah, because, I mean, it's between Part 7 and Part 8. Which one's the worst?
These last three blow.
Yeah, all three of them are at the bottom for me.
I don't know. I think I hated the last one worse than this.
You think so, number 7?
Yeah.
I didn't get to movie Bonfire much on number 7.
I went off on that one.
Yeah, that was great.
All right, we'll see you tomorrow.
Yep.
Three more to go, right? Yep. Three more to go? Three more to go.
Yeah, 9, 10, 11, and reboot.
Oh.
9, 10, Freddy versus Jason, and reboot. So four.
Oh, my gosh.
A whole nother week of this.
I can't wait.
Yeah, there better be some milk and honey on the other side.
Exactly. See you guys.